Hallelujah. We are looking at lecture 20. We are looking at lecture 20. Let us pray. Loving Father, everlasting God, there is no one else like you. By your grace, you have given us thy only Son, so that when we believe in him, truly we shall be saved, O King of glory. Father, you're teaching us your word, you're revealing to us the truth. How I pray that at a time like this one, that your Holy Spirit will teach us more and more. That, O Lord, you reveal to us the mystery about your kingdom, so that when we take hold of it, Uganda and the whole world shall be saved. Father, help us this afternoon to forget of everything and to focus on what matters, and that is your word that you're speaking unto us. Holy Spirit, teach us for the glory of your name. In Jesus' name I do pray.
Amen.
We are looking at lecture 20. That is acceptance. Here we are going to focus on one of the topics that have been misunderstood many times by different ministers, by different Christians in the world. We want to look into the meaning of acceptance. What does it mean to accept Jesus as the Messiah, the Son of the living God? That's what we are looking at this afternoon. To accept, what does it mean? The word accept, when we go down to the Greek translation, because we know that the Bible, the New Testament was written in Greek and the Old Testament was written in Hebrew. So in Greek, to accept means lambano, or to take hold of it, or to grab it, or to hold on something until the end. It means this is something that you are convinced of. If you are convinced, it means you will die for that specific thing. It's like if you are a constructor or you are a builder, you're off maybe roofing the house, and there you happen to miss maybe one step, or you miss where you've been standing, and now you're falling down. Now in the process of falling down, you grab something. So you have grabbed that something, and that is the only thing you have to depend on. If you leave, you will fall and die. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So to grab or to accept means you have taken hold of something. You are convinced that this is true, that this is the only thing that you have. When you let it go, you will die. When you let it go, you do not have any other choice for your own self. So this is the meaning of the word to accept, or to grab, or to take it hold of something. So what are we focusing on this afternoon? What is the meaning of accepting that I have accepted Jesus as the Messiah, the Son of the living God? Many times when we go for maybe crusade, different preachings, we tell people to repeat maybe a prayer. And if someone repeats a prayer, we say that that person is born again, or that person is saved. We want to look into it and see the true meaning of acceptance. What does it mean to accept Jesus as our Messiah? The biblical verses in which the word lambano is used. When we read 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 25, the Bible says, "Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. To do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever." So we see the word here, to get or to grab something. This is to lambano. Hallelujah. When you read Matthew chapter 8, verses 17, it says, "This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. He took up our infirmities and carried our diseases." So when we look at the word, "he took up," it is to lambano, meaning he has taken hold of it. When you look into Matthew chapter 24, verses 40, it says, "Two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left." So this is taken, or to grab something or it has been taken up. Point number three, acceptance, lambano, does not simply mean to accede or to give a welcome to, but rather to take and hold unto until the end. So when we say to acceptance or to take hold of something, it does not mean that you are allowing him just to be in you, but you are grabbing, you're taking hold of him, knowing that it's only him that you have. It's only him that we have. So it is not how we understand it or how we have been doing so many things. We go and minister, then at the end we tell people, if you want to believe in Jesus, you can repeat this prayer, you can pray like this, and we lead people into a prayer of confession. So we are looking at here the meaning of acceptance, that I have accepted the Lord Jesus, that I have believed in him as the true Messiah, the Son of the living God. So it is not just a confession, or it's not just allowing him to be in our heart. It's to take hold of him, is to believe that truly he is the Messiah, the Son of the living God, the solution to our problems. So to accept, it comes after we understand, after we get the knowledge of who he is, and after getting the knowledge, we believe that truly he is the Messiah. If we believe that truly he is the Messiah, we take hold of that, we accept that, and we say, truly, I am ready to die for this. Hallelujah. All who receive him, to those who believe in his name. We want to look deep into it, because many times we have used these verses in order to justify what we do in the field. Who do we accept? Is a question. Who do we accept? When we read John chapter 1 verse 1, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So whom do we believe? Here it says, the Word was with God. And the Word itself is God. So we are believing in the Word of God. And when we are believing the Word of God, we are believing in Jesus who was there in the beginning. And he himself is God. So we are believing in him. We are believing in his name. Believing in his name means to believe in his person, to believe everything about him. When you read John chapter 1 verse 4, it says, in him was life, and that life was the light of men. So what are we believing? We are believing in him who has life. And the life that is in him is the light of the world. This is what we need to believe, or this is what we need to know about him. John chapter 1 verse 9 says, the true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. Then verses 11 says, he came to which was his own, but his own did not receive him. So we are seeing here, John is giving an explanation. He's speaking about Jesus Christ. And he says that he came to his own, but his own did not receive him. The people were expecting his coming. The people were waiting for him. But he came, the Word, the light, the life of every mankind. But his own people did not receive him. So what are we seeing here? So receiving him is another thing. Accepting him is another thing. It's not just allowing him to be in our heart. It's to take hold of him. It's to believe that he is truly the Messiah, the solution to our problems. All who accept him, to those who believed in his name. When we read John chapter 3 verses 18, it says, whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. Acts chapter 2 verses 21, it says, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So many times when he said that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord, people think that it's just a matter of calling. But here he says that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord. What's the meaning of the name of the Lord? We are focusing on who Jesus is all about. Yes. Hallelujah. We are focusing on the person of Jesus. Because according to the Hebrew culture, if we are talking about the name of a person, we are not just talking about just a name, but we are talking about all about that person. Acts chapter 2 verses 21, it says, I've already read that, Acts chapter 3 verses 16, by faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong, It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that he has given this complete healing to him, as you can all see. So here it tells us still it's the name of Jesus Christ. That this man was healed because of the name Jesus Christ. By faith, it is by faith in the name of Jesus. So what's the focus here? It's only by faith. So our faith comes after we get to know who Jesus is. And we take hold of that. We are convinced of that, that truly he is the Messiah, the Son of God. 1 John chapter 5 verse 13 tells us, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. So for you to have eternal life, for me to have eternal life, we must know the Son. We must know who Jesus is. Who is the Jesus that we are talking about? So for someone to say that I have accepted him, I have believed in him, for us to have faith, it means we have to know him. And we have to take hold of him. We have to accept him that truly he is the solution to all man's problems. Now here I want to focus on so many passages that has been used in the church history in order to justify what we call the acceptance prayer. I want you to bear this in mind. We are not saying that acceptance prayer is bad. We are not saying so. But repeating a prayer does not make you saved. Hallelujah. Amen. Repeating a prayer does not make any person saved. It is believing in Jesus as the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Sometimes we go to the crusades after preaching, we welcome people, they repeat the prayer and we declare that they are born again. Do we really know that they are born again? Are they really born again? Have they known Christ? Have we presented the gospel well to them? Let us look into these scriptures in the Bible. Revelation chapter 3 verses 15 to 21. Revelation chapter 3 verses 15 to 21. The Bible says, I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. Verse 16. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. 17. You say, I am rich, I have acquired wealth, and do not need a thing. But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, so you can become rich, and white clothes to wear, so you can cover your shameful nakedness, and salve to put on your eyes, so you can see. Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. So be honest and repent. Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will give the right to sit with me on the throne. On my throne. Just as I overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. Many times we use verse 20. Verse 20 says, here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me. This is a verse that we many times we use to justify the acceptance prayer. But we want to look into the background of this passage. We want to know the context of this passage. Here Jesus is rebuking the church of Laodicea. And what was their rebuke? How were they living? Is it a child that is really holding on to the truth? The Bible is telling us this is a child that was lukewarm. Neither hot nor cold. And what does the Bible say from here? These are the people who are pretending that they are good. These are people who are pretending that they are in the word of God. They are holy. They are doing the work of God. But when Christ sees the child, he does not see the child that he died for. And he comes with a rebuke. He tells them that repent. Repent. And buy from me gold that is refined from fire. So when you understand this scripture, you see that this is a church that has not allowed Jesus to be with them. Jesus is outside the church. And in verse 20, when he says that, I stand at the door to knock. It means that the church has locked Jesus out. Jesus is not with these people because what they are doing is not in line with what he expects from them. So Jesus wants to come in, but because what they are doing is not allowing Jesus to come in, so Jesus is saying that I am standing at the door to knock, so that when you allow me, I will come in. In other words, when you repent and turn back to me, I will come in and be the master of this church, and be the master of your lives, and be everything for you. This is what Jesus is speaking about the church of Laodicea. Hallelujah. So to take hold of him, to believe in him, it means you have accepted him as he is, the Son of the living God, the Messiah, who is the solution to all our problems. And we are living only for him. He's the only solution that we have. He's the only thing that we have to hold on. When we let him go, we shall die. When we let him go, we shall remain in our position of being dust, as already explained to us from the scripture. Romans chapter 10. Verses 8 to verses 10. This is also another scripture that has been used many times. Romans chapter 10, verses 8 to 10. The Bible says, but what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith we are proclaiming. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. And it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. Hallelujah. Let us look into the background of this context, the background of this scripture. When you read the book of Romans, the book of Romans is written for the Roman Christians who were undergoing persecution. And at this time, they were told to worship Caesar as their God. And life was hard for them at this moment. So Paul is writing to such a group of people. And living at that time, when you confess that Jesus is the Lord, you're going to be killed. There is nothing that is palatable. Everything is hard. The condition of the church of Rome was hard. So at that time, Paul is telling them that when you confess that Jesus is your Lord, truly you will be saved. Truly, this is what you have to take hold on. So this is a group of Christians who have believed, who have taken hold of Jesus, and they are not letting Jesus go. It's the only hope that they have. Whether they are saying that Caesar is God, for them they are not worshiping Caesar. They are saying we are with Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. They have taken hold of him. They have believed in him. So when he says that the word is in your mouth, you can confess. So here he says it's a proclamation to show that truly they have believed in Jesus. So in their proclamation, the result was death, because it was a hard time for the church. The community was already Christian community who were already practicing their faith. And Paul is saying, when you believe in your heart and confess in your mouth that Jesus is Lord, you will be saved. So the church of Rome had only one hope. It was in Jesus Christ. Their faith was only in Jesus. So they were confessing their faith before the people, before their mockers, before their persecutors, that Jesus is their Lord, that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And this is the faith that they are taking hold of. This is what they were convinced, and they were not shaken because of their faith. So they had a strong faith in Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. When you look at John chapter 1, verses 11 to verses 12, the Bible says, he came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God. This is John speaking about the children of Israel, about the coming of Jesus, that he came to his very people. He came to his very own. He came to the Jews, but they did not receive him. Why? Their expectation of him was different expectation. They were seeing a political Messiah. Not the one that God has sent to save the world from Satan, from sin, and from being separated from God. So John is saying that he came to his very people, but they could not receive him. They could not believe in him. They could not take hold of him. But there is good news for us here, that here to all who received him, those who believed in his name, those who believed in his name, not just believing in anything, but believing in his name. We already know that the name is all about him. Is a person of Jesus Christ as the Messiah, the Son of the living God. So when you take a hold of him, when we accept him, it means that truly we believe that he is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. So acceptance is believing, taking hold, something that you are convinced, and it comes after you knowing who he is, not any other thing. So when we say that I have accepted Jesus as the Messiah, the Son of God, it means that we have taken hold of him. We shall run with him. We shall believe him until the end. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why John chapter 20 verses 31 that we have been reading many times, it says that by believing in his name, it is continuous tense, not believing today and tomorrow you don't believe. It is by believing in his name that we are saved. So for us to help our people well, it is for us to teach the truth. It is for people to know the truth. Repeating a prayer will not help any other person. But the prayer itself, it is not a bad prayer. But repeating it does not mean that someone is saved. We shall only be saved when we have known Jesus and we have believed in him as the Messiah, the Son of the living God. May God bless us. Amen.